Christ is among us. The world we live in is not a perfect one. Many religious people, when they see so much suffering, negativity, and evil in the world, they ask themselves, why is God allowing this to happen? Or they dream of living in a much better world after they die. However, these kind of questions or dreams should not be even conceived by Christians. As Christians, we do not expect this world to be a perfect one with no suffering and no evil, because God revealed to us that the devil is the ruler of this world. That the kingdom that the Son of God came to establish on earth is not of this world. And this is why the world hated him and it will hate his disciples. And we should not be surprised by this, because all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The Gospels also tell us that the Son of God came as a light in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Even if the world was made through him, the world did not know him, because the creation was subjected to futility. Even if the world is now corrupted and under the heavy influence of the evil spirits, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He also gave the right to those who believe in his name to become children of God and to be themselves the light of the world. As disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that our Lord and Master prayed to God the Father for us that he should not take us out of the world, but that he should keep us from the evil one. And as God the Father sent our Lord Jesus Christ into the world, in the same way, Christ has sent us into the world as workers together with him for the salvation of the world. As Orthodox Christians, we are not waiting to die in order to experience heaven, because we know that God calls us now to be his children and fellow workers for transforming this world into the kingdom of heaven, because now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. We know that our Lord and Master taught us that if we repent, if we profoundly change the way we think, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heaven for us is not a pie in the sky, but a reality that we are trying to experience here and now, because the Lord told us the kingdom of God is within you. It is true that the Bible and the Church teach that the kingdom of heaven will be fully and completely established only at the second coming of the Lord, when God will be all in all. But from what I see, so many Christians are focusing so much on the second coming of the Lord that they forget about his first coming and his call to us to work together with him here and now for establishing his kingdom. The new heaven and the new earth that the book of Revelation speaks about are not another heaven and another earth. The Greek word used here by St. John the Evangelist is kenos, which according to Strong's dictionary means new in quality, innovation, fresh in development or opportunity, because not found exactly like this before. Until that day when God will renew and refresh the whole system, we are called to be renewed every day and to be God's fellow workers, God's agents of change for the renewal and refreshing of the world. Yes, the world we live in is not a perfect one. Yes, there is a lot of evil in the world, but the power is within us to make a change, because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Yes, as the Lord told us, in the world we have tribulation. But he also said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. About tribulations in the world and how we could overcome them, we will talk, God willing, in a future message. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sicco.